away. I'm not telling Steve anything. You tell him on the Common Sense Hotline. 888-900-9966.
All right, let's go to the hotline. Glenn checking in from Dansville on the dock. Hey, Dansville, Michigan. Glenn, what's on your mind?
Hey, morning, Steve. Your challenge was to have us tell you where you were wrong.
Yeah.
And where you're wrong on that whole point is to doubt that the criminal enterprise known as the Obama administration is not capable of doing this stuff. They weaponized the IRS. They had a horribly corrupt Department of Justice, RE Fast and Furious. They had a horribly corrupt State Department, a la Susan Rice, and lying about the whole Benghazi situation. I think this just fits right in the pattern.
Well, you might be right about that, Glenn, and it seems that every day a new realization. Lindsey Graham's known this for a while. Lindsey Graham has known for a while that they used this dossier to get this FISA warrant. We'll stay on top, and thanks for the call, Glenn. Greatly appreciate it. The Common Sense Hotline, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. We're going to take a little break, though. Take a deep breath, a deep cleansing breath. We're going to go to the movies for a moment with my good friend Ron Van Timmeren from Celebration Cinemas. Here he comes now, everybody. There's Ron. Ron, welcome back to it.
Yeah, good morning, Steve.
How are you doing?
Oh, got a little bit of a cold, doesn't everybody?
I'm sorry. Just my advice, do drugs.
Yeah, I am loaded, man. Yeah. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, so
it's not helping.
I see the forces. I'm just going to say, the force is not with Star Wars this time around.
No, Jumanji cleaned up and did number one again for this weekend. Is the prediction, 20 million this past weekend. And people love Jumanji. People love Star Wars, too. But you know what? I'm kind of interested in what's your opinion about The Post.
The Post. You know, Steven Spielberg, right?
He directed it. Meryl Streep, Tom Hanks, star in it, yeah.
And even though you know how it ends, I'm told that this movie is incredibly well done, creates a lot of drama. Yep. I don't know how factually accurate it is. I haven't seen it yet, of course.
Nope.
But a cover-up that spanned, I think it's four presidencies, if I'm not mistaken, and a battle between journalism and government. I'm going to go see it. I think it's good stuff.
Yeah, this was 1971, the Pentagon Papers, which, of course, was that whole thing McNamara came up about the Vietnam War and how the government was hiding from the Americans what the mistakes were made in Vietnam. And then, boy, Nixon threatened to shut down the Post and throw him in jail, and Katharine Graham, who was Meryl Streep's character, had to make a decision and was facing jail time or the loss of their business. But as it turned out, the Post, I think, is still making newspapers. Aren't they?
They are, but it's a different world than it was in 1971. The Post, the New York Times of 1971, far more powerful in the world of media than they are today. But I look forward to it. I mean, let's be honest. It's Steven Spielberg. He's a master, right?
Exactly. The critics certified it fresh. Got a couple of Golden Globe nominations. Didn't win, but that's probably going to be second place movie this weekend. Actually, better reviews this weekend, Steve, for Paddington 2, the little bear movie.
Right, because Paddington 1 was so okay. I never saw Paddington.
I thought it was adorable because I don't like the word cute. So
yeah.
It was very creative and fun, and Hugh Grant, Sally Hawkins, nice cast. So Paddington 2, rated PG, good for the families. Liam Neeson is back in The Commuter. He's got skills, Steve.
Actually, this movie looks kind of interesting.
And he's needed for a Taken movie, but I saw this movie. Good suspense thriller set on a commuter train.
Yeah, I saw the previews. It looked interesting enough, and I think Liam Neeson is a great action movie figure.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know, is he pushing 70? How many more of these he's got in him? So let's enjoy him while we can.
Is he that old, really?
He is getting there, yeah.
Oh, good Lord, yeah.
But, you know, he's only one of them. I mean, Steven Spielberg's 70 years old. Yep. Vin Eastwood's 80 years old. I mean,
Be that as it may, you watch your mouth around Liam Neeson or he'll teach you some manners.
You got that right, brother. Proud Mary, action movie, Taraji P. Henson doing her best Shaft imitation here. She's a hit woman working for an organized crime family in Boston, and things get mixed up and screwed up in a big gunfight and action, R-rated action, that is.
Right.
Proud Mary also opening this weekend.
All right, so The Post, number one on my list of the must-sees, of course. There's still some other movies out there that are great, like Darkest Hour and so much more. And if you want to buy tickets, the best place to go, from my understanding, Ron, is to do it online.
Oh, my gosh. Reserve your seat online. It's no muss, no fuss. It's celebrationcinema.com. Pick out your recliner or whatever seat you want. Let's do it.
All right. And don't forget to wash your hands, Ron, and take care of yourself and get healthy and all that good stuff. We'll
Thanks,
talk to you
Steve.
Soon.
I'll see you at the movies.
There you go. Ron Van Timmeren, everybody. Looks like he's a little bit under the weather, but God bless him. He's a soldier. He's a trooper. He comes in here anyway. You know, that Jumanji movie, I told you, looked like it was a really good movie when I saw the previews. Turns out that it is number one. Star Wars has, well, the Force is not with them. It's gone. You know, and the Post, the Pentagon Papers, you know, it looks like a good movie. Meryl Streep, Tom Hanks, Steven Spielberg. I'll find out if it's true to the story or not, and how much, you know, how much they take liberties with telling the story. We'll keep an eye on that as we go forward, all right? Here in Michigan, a couple of quick stories to let you know about. Here's one for you that you really like. A 19-year-old teenager planning to attend Michigan State University, doing far better today, screaming "Girl Green, Go White," after she won $500,000 playing the Michigan Lottery's "Bring On the Benz" instant game. Yeah, that's the player is choosing to remain anonymous. My mom had to convince me it was really $500,000. The first thing I thought of after I won was, now I can afford to go to Michigan State. If well, there you go, so great to win. And no, I don't have to worry about how I'm going to pay for college. The lucky player bought her winning ticket at the 7-Eleven on Farmington Road in Farmington Hills. She visited the lottery headquarters on Monday, January 8th, to claim her prize in addition to paying for her college education. She plans to use her winnings to buy her family a new home and send her brother on a school trip. Where else but to Disney World? I mean, where are you going now that you won the lottery? I'm going to Disney World. Yeah, of course you are. College is paid. Well, it's one way to pay for college, isn't it? It's 25. That's a nice story. 25 after on a Thursday. It's the Steve Gruber Show. I'll be right back.